Hello, everybody. You're listening to Mark Ling, and I've got with me one of my favourite guests. His name's Matthew Carter, and he's going to be revealing to you a lot of his link-building strategies, and this is so that you can boost your search engine rankings. So this is going to be more of a call that is more suited to, I would say, to more to intermediate listeners. But even if you're a beginner, you're going to pick up some great tips that you're going to want to take a lot of notes from, because when it comes to high search engine rankings, link building is one of the most important aspects of that. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Matt Carter. Welcome along, Matt.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks very much for setting up this interview.
It's great to have you here. And first of all, just before getting in and grilling you for your link building methods, I want to know, why should people be listening to you?
Yeah, no, that's a fair enough question as well. Well, the main reason, I guess, I'm in a position where I can share advice around SEO and why people should listen to me is because, I mean, I have a lot of experience doing it. I've been doing it for quite a few years now, full time, and I run my own company now with, you know, quite a few staff with SEO, and I've got an SEO team set up in the Philippines. And more than anything, though, I get in there and do what I teach. I'm not one of those sort of marketers who just creates products and just sells products but doesn't do any of the things they teach. I actually spend the majority of my time building affiliate websites, lead generation websites, all sorts of types of sites, and they all rely on search engine traffic. That's my primary source of traffic, and it drives the income for my business, which is my business just keeps growing year in, year out, and that's all thanks to spending a lot of time really focusing and learning SEO and refining my SEO plan down to things that really work, because I test things. I don't just go on theory. I like to set up experiments. So to answer your question, you know, I guess that puts me in a place where I've learned enough knowledge now to share quite a lot of what I've learned with other people to help other people, you know, drive more traffic to their website, so ultimately they can make, you know, more money whatever way that they do with their sites.
Now, you get a lot of high search engine rankings. Just out of interest, would you know roughly how many, say, page one rankings that you currently track that you've achieved?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably up in the hundreds now, above that, you know, for page one. I mean, page one's quite easy once you know what you're doing. Page one's really simple to get to page one. It's more about position one is what I focus on. I'm not really that happy unless I'm in position one on the front page, because that's where the money is. But yeah, as far as front page, yeah, I mean, it's in the hundreds of keywords that, I mean, I've got on the front page now, probably a lot more. But the main one
sure
that I focus on is about that, yeah.
And I'm sure it's probably in the thousands if you counted words you're not even tracking. As I notice, like with me, I track about 1,000 keywords that I'm monitoring, but there's a lot of keywords long tail that you don't even bother to monitor that you wind up ranking on, you know, that are similar in wording, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely, and we can talk a bit more about that later in this interview, but there is techniques and strategies that I use where you can rank for a lot more keywords by not doing any more effort, and those sort of extra keywords that I collect on pages, I don't even really track them. I look at them in my analytics and I can see I'm getting traffic on them, but they're just sort of bonus ones. But as far as ones that are really, you know, high traffic important ones, yeah, that would be in the hundreds, but probably thousands for other keywords.
Okay, so how about we just get into that now, seeing as you brought it up. So let's say you're going after a particular keyword phrase. I don't know. I'll let you suggest one, because you don't have to suggest one that's to do with one of your niches if you want to, you know, keep those private. It's up to you. But sure. I'll let you suggest a phrase that's maybe somewhat relevant. And then how would you go about, and what kind of phrases would you try and also rank it for?
Yeah, fine. So if we just pull an example of, say, car insurance, that was a pretty competitive keyword phrase, so I wouldn't recommend people who are not experienced with SEO to go into anything like that. But let's just use it as an example. If I have a piece of content on my website, most people will know this already, but just in case some people don't, we don't try and rank a website, we rank web pages, because every individual inner page inside a website has its own potential to rank in the search engine. So you really do SEO on web pages. So if I have a web page, it might not be the home page, it might be an inner page. but for a keyword like car insurance, it's probably going to be the home page. So let's just say it is one of these pages on my site I want to rank for car insurance. That's all well and good, and there'll be a lot of search traffic around that. But a smarter way to operate with your SEO is to not only go after one keyword phrase per piece of content. You really want to get as much bang for your buck out of that piece of content as you can. So what I'll do is in the beginning I plan out the pages in my site, and I say, well, look, for this page here, I want to rank for car insurance, but I'm also going to try and rank for other versions of that keyword phrase that might be slightly longer but still contain car insurance embedded in the phrase. So it might be best car insurance or best car insurance reviews or cheap car insurance or things like that. Now I've got a longer version, but it's still got my original keyword embedded inside that keyword phrase. And you can do this two or three times and try and go after three keywords per page. And it's not that difficult to do. And there's a couple of ways you can go about it. You can either go start backlinking the page for the longer version, like Cheap Car Insurance Australia, or let's say Best Car Insurance. You could start backlinking your page for Best Car Insurance, and when you start showing up in the rankings for Best Car Insurance, you can then eventually start to hone in even on the harder keyword, like just car insurance, and just start backlinking for the word car insurance. That's one way to do it, and I've done that before on my blog. And it worked. It worked fantastically well. And you end up ranking for more than one keyword for that piece of content. Or you can just go after one keyword phrase from the beginning, like car insurance. And then you can optimize the web page for very long tail phrases that would be a lot easier to rank for. Like you can even go after 4 or 5 word keyword phrases, like Best Car Insurance Reviews Australia. That's pretty long tail. There's not going to be a lot of traffic on it. But the bonus is that you don't have to do a lot of backlinking in order to rank for that. You might just need to sprinkle those extra keywords throughout your content, use them in the H1 or H2 tags, the meta description, things like that. Just sprinkle it throughout the page and your on-page SEO, and then do a mild amount, a little bit of backlinking to that page with that anchor text of the longer phrase, and you'll end up ranking for that longer tail phrase very easily. And what you're then doing is starting to get traffic on more keyword phrases per piece of content, which just is working smarter rather than working harder when you're doing your SEO, because you might get 10 or 15, 20% more traffic to each page by just planning it out properly in the beginning. And then overall, for your whole site, that means a lot more traffic, which is going to make you a lot more money. And I think one of the biggest problems that people have when they do SEO is they don't plan things very well in the beginning, and they just rush in there and try and rank for one keyword phrase or too many different pages, and they don't remember once they've started what they're trying to go for. They get confused and they've lost track of it, and it becomes a giant mess. So that's how I would plan out a piece of content to sort of maximize the traffic off it. Hopefully that makes sense and answers your question, Mark.
Yeah, no, I think that was fantastic. Okay, now, this interview, it's mostly going to be focusing in on your link building method, so I want to move sure. towards that now. Now, I thought I'd quickly mention, though, that for guys listening, that obviously there's only so much that can be gathered in an audio-based interview, so if you want to see a bunch of videos that teach you different stealth link building strategies, like how to build a do-follow PageRank 7 backlink, that's a brilliant strategy, and a lot more, then check out the link that's below this particular audio file. Or if you're listening to this, if you've downloaded this audio and you're listening to it in your car or something, then check back at the Afilarama blog and you'll where you've downloaded this from, and you'll notice that underneath this particular audio there's a link to Matthew's videos. So if you want to see some videos of how to do it, how to do a lot of different link building strategies, then go there. Okay, so now, onto link building. First of all, when it comes to building links, like obviously there's a lot of different tactics out there for link building. How do you keep yourself organized? What do you do like to make sure that, let's say you've set up a mini website. Let's say there are 10 pages in that site. What do you do from there? How do you organize your link building methods?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. So if you've got 10 pages, the first thing I do is have an Excel document and I list every the keywords that I'm trying to target for these pages. So I'll have 10 keywords that I'm going for, and then I might, like I just mentioned earlier, I might have, you know, two or three other keywords for each page. So I know exactly what I'm going after for these 10 pages. So I've got my plan in place. Now, some pages will have more competitive keywords than others, and they'll need more backlinking than others. That's just the nature of SEO. But what I do when I roll out my backlinking plan is I sort of have a system laid out where I've got all my different backlinking techniques, and I have a variety of different backlinking techniques, which is a pretty important point, which maybe you can remind me to talk about that next, Mark, is the variety in backlinks, because you really do need it. But I have a variety of different backlinking techniques. I mean, it can be up to 15 different techniques that I'll be using on any one web page. And what I like to do is organize these backlinking techniques in a sequence. So just like a conveyor belt, if you put something on a conveyor belt, it makes its way down the conveyor belt, and if you've got a line of workers on a conveyor belt, each person is doing its own little job on the conveyor belt to get the product all the way to the end where it's completely, when it's finished. It's similar to that in the way that I treat my backlinking. A keyword comes into the conveyor belt, which is a brand new page that needs to be backlinked for a keyword phrase, and then I'll start my backlinking plan, and what will initially happen is, depending on what the first backlinking technique I'll use, it probably needs, you know, a piece of content to be written and spun by an article writer. So the first thing I'll do is get the article writer to write and spin a relevant article for me, and then I've got a lot of content that I can use. And then I'll submit this content to different places with my backlinks in it. And these sort of backlinks are what you call contextual backlinks, because they're content, they're articles, and my links are inside these articles. So that would be my first wave of down the conveyor belt. I'll get a content written, spun, and then it will be submitted to all the places that allow me to submit and accept my article with backlinks. And then it just progresses down the conveyor belt, getting different backlinking techniques done by my team. And you don't need a team. I have a team because I'm doing a lot more of this, but if you're just doing it on your own, then that's fine. But essentially what you want to do is have a plan in place where you start backlinking relatively low numbers, especially if you're working with a brand new domain. You don't want to backlink that thing too heavily too quickly. And believe me, I've tested this and I've seen how far I can push the boundaries with Google by backlinking really aggressively. And I have had, you know, web pages bounce around in Google and never settle down because I overcooked it in the beginning by doing too aggressive backlinking. So what I like to do is as I progress down the conveyor belt adding in more backlinking techniques, over time I'm increasing the number of daily backlinks that are getting created to that page. So it's like an exponential graph going up, if you like. So it's increasing every week. You know, week one I might only build about 10 backlinks and leave it at that. And then week two I might bump it up to 15, 20, 25, 30, 50. And then over a period of 3 months, I've gradually increased my backlinking, and that I find works the best. You get the most stable and consistent rankings in Google if you do that, and you'll find new web pages don't bounce around in Google much at all if you do it that way. And that's what I'll do with all of these pages. I'll just put them through a systematic process of getting more different backlinking techniques applied to the page. And as you add in more techniques, it increases the actual number of links that are getting created each week. So you get this sort of gradual increase in backlinking, and then you'll see movements up the search engine. So I keep doing that to all these 10 pages until I get the result that I want to get, until I see them right at the top of Google for their chosen keyword. And you just be consistent. You have to be consistent with your SEO and your backlinking. A lot of people fall down because they lack consistency. They'll start doing a backlinking plan and they'll build, you know, some backlinks today, and then they won't build any for a week, and then they'll build heaps and then they won't. And it's all over the place and it's not methodical in it. You need to be a little more consistent, or a lot more consistent than that, and stick to a plan and roll out that plan until you get the ranking. And it's really as simple as that once you have a real good grip on the backlinking plan and what to do at stage 1, 2, 3, 4. And then it's as simple as just following that plan through. Does that answer the question, Mark?
Yep. So essentially, though, you know, another way of wording it, a conveyor belt's probably the better way of wording it, but, I mean, some people might like to look at it as kind of like a checklist. Like you set up a spreadsheet and you've got a, you know, things that you're doing in a methodical order, kind of like checking it off as you go. Would you say that sounds right?
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever terminology you like to use, but a checklist is essentially it. You need a plan and you just check it off.
Yeah. No, totally. A lot of people, they do all this stuff, but they never actually are checking things off and they don't monitor how things are going, how far through they've progressed or whatever, or that things are done properly.
Yeah, that is a problem. One major problem people have, and I faced when I started out doing SEO, is you can take on a lot of information, and it's very easy to take on information, but to process that and actually put it into a proper plan and stick to it and get it into a system that works, a lot of people fall down there, and they don't know what to do with all this information that they've gathered and what to do at the right time, and that's where their SEO can start to fall down. And that's something I've worked on a lot to really systemize my SEO, so it's a well-oiled machine, if you like.
Right. Well, what would you say to people that look at that and they say, wow, you know, that sounds like a lot of ongoing work that I'm signing myself up for? Like, you know, when you started doing this yourself, how much time each day are you talking about? I mean, are you talking about spending all day every day building links, or are you talking about spending 20 minutes a day? Are you talking about 2 hours a day, or like what? How long did you used to do it before? I mean, when you've got staff, that's all well and good. They could be doing it full time. But what happens before then, when you don't have enough money to hire a couple of link builders, you know, from the Philippines or wherever?
Yeah, I mean, the more you do, obviously, the more keywords you can rank for. So it depends how much money you want to earn, really. But when I first started out, I was working in a full-time job, and I'd come home from work, probably get home about 6, 7 o'clock by the time I actually got in the door, and I would just do a couple hours on my business, and it wasn't all backlink. So even if you can do an hour a day, maybe not even on the weekends, that's enough to be consistently pushing your website forward. And you've got to remember, a lot of this link building stuff these days, there's some really great services and tools out there that allow you to get automate a lot of it. So you might just have to write and spin an article, which might take you, you know, an hour or two. But you can then submit that article to, say, to a blog network, and then you can get hundreds of backlinks built for you automatically over a period of a month. And so just doing those sort of things consistently is fine. So you don't need to be strapped to your desk for, you know, 12 hours a day building links, because, you know, that would drive anyone insane, and I don't do that, and I certainly wouldn't want other people to do that. And that's not what SEO is really about. And once you even get a little bit of momentum, just a little bit of momentum, and get a website making a bit of money, you can hire people on contract basis. You don't need full-time staff. I mean, I do now, and I know you do, Mark, but you don't need that. You can just go to websites like Odesk and hire people for like $3 an hour American, and they can be building links for you. And, you know, that's not a bad wage for them at $3 an hour. And you can start to outsource, you know, little bits and pieces here and there, and it just leverages a bit more of your time, and that's how you gain momentum. And it's pretty cost-effective to do that sort of stuff.
I remember when you were doing that, you know, it was a while ago, but I remember when you were, all your link builders, none of them were a full-time for you. They were all people that you would hire on contracts. I remember you telling me that, you know, you'd set up a contract with someone for a certain number of hours, like 30 hours or more, for them to build links for you for $3 an hour or so. It cost you $100, and you got 30 or 40 hours of work out of somebody.
Yeah.
You know, over a, you know, however many week period that you wanted to spread it over. So, yeah. You know, and then you're not committed to keeping that person on. So if people want to do that, go to odesk.com. That's the letter O, then DESK.com. And that's certainly one solution for whenever you've got some extra cash and you want to get someone to do your link building for you, or maybe you're going on vacation for a couple of weeks, you've got a certain strategy you employ, and you know what, you just want to pay someone else to do it for you during that time, but you're perfectly happy to come back and do it yourself again later, then, you know, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think you really want to progress towards that with your websites as much as you can. Just free up your own time and outsource your backlinking as much as possible. But it's not essential in the beginning to make money with SEO, definitely not. But as you do start to gain a bit of momentum, start immediately thinking about what do I not need to be doing that I could hire somebody else to do in the Philippines for like $3 an hour. And then you can just, you know, record a real quick video using free screen recording software like Jing, J-I-N-G, Jing. Record a handful of videos, you know, teaching someone how you do the type of backlinking that you do. Send them the links. Jing makes it real easy. And then all of a sudden you've just trained somebody to help you out. And it might just be for 10 hours, you know, 10 hours a week, $30. And then you'll gain more momentum when you start thinking along those lines.
Absolutely. And before I carry on, I'll just remind people that if you want to see some of Matt's link building methods on video, I'll discuss some of them on audio in just a moment. But if you wanted to check some of them out on video, then just sign up through the link below. It's there's a bunch of free videos that, so it's below this particular audio interview, there's a bunch of free videos being released by Matt showing you different link building strategies, including one that'll show you how to get a PageRank 7 backlink. You know, moving forward, I'm just wondering, like, if you happen to have been building links to a particular page, say, and let's say it's got a number one Google ranking, all right, maybe it's taken a month, maybe it's taken 3 months, if it, you know, however long it took you to get that number one Google ranking, do you then check it off in your list and say, right, job well done, add another keyword to your list and forget about building links to that page now, or do you put it into a different conveyor belt now that where it gets ongoing links built to it but at a slower pace, or do you just carry on at the same pace and just, you know, to maintain that ranking you've got to stick at the same number of links? What's your strategy on that?
My strategy is, what we do is we build up increasing over the first 3 months. I steadily increase and then I reach to a point where I'll just hold it at a level and be consistent until I get my ranking. And once I've got my ranking, you can't just give up on the keyword altogether, because if it's a competitive keyword phrase, then somebody else is going to be backlinking. The people below you will be backlinking. So if you get idle and don't do anything, they'll eventually pass you. So what I do is I set it to what I call a maintenance level of linking, and it's usually a bit lower than what I have been doing. And I just consistently build links to the page, but at a lower level, but still consistent. Like I might drop it down from 50 a day, you know, I might drop down to 20 or 15 a day and just hold it there. And I'll just, I always monitor rankings of important keywords. And if I hold my ranking at that level, I just maintain it at about that. Because once a keyword is making you money, it makes sense to secure that keyword in its number one spot and secure your income. And then investing a little bit of time into backlinking it to make sure, it's like an insurance policy. So you secure that ranking and you secure the income from that ranking.
Okay, so you're saying that then, therefore, that when it comes to analyzing your competitors and so forth, that people shouldn't get too hung up then on the number of backlinks that their competitors have, because if you just look at the number of backlinks, then you're not really, you don't really know if they've been maintaining them or if all those backlinks were built 5 years ago and now they're just sitting there and they're ripe for the picking. Like you're saying basically that the recency of the links makes a difference. So therefore you could outrank someone that's, you know, hasn't had any recent links lately.
No, I'll just stop you there. Not. I might have not explained that well. Not so much.
No, just okay. I'm just, you know, reading into what you're saying there.
Sure. So just to explain it further, what I mean was not. It doesn't matter when the backlink was built so much. It's just if you stopped backlinking and somebody else kept backlinking, and they eventually got more overall backlinks than you because they kept backlinking and you didn't, then their volume of backlinks that they have is going to be more than you eventually. And
I see.
Rank,
right.
Outrank you. So if you look at a competitor and you're thinking, I wouldn't mind going after this keyword phrase, you know, dog training New York or something like that or whatever it might be, if you see that your competitor's got 50 backlinks, what you really need to do if you want to get really good at this is you sort of want to analyze the quality of that person's backlinks, but there still is 50 that you may need to get. But if those 50 backlinks are not really highly targeted to the keyword phrase dog training New York, and that instead they're more related to dog aggressive dog training, another phrase, let's say, then those backlinks are not really that as targeted as they could be. So those 50 backlinks and all of a sudden don't become as big a problem, because if you go and build backlinks that are highly specific, that all the anchor text of those links says dog training New York, dog training New York, dog training New York, and you know they're very targeted to the phrase and your page is fully optimized for dog training New York, and the competitor over there who's a number one is, you know, he's actually not that well optimized for dog training New York, then those 50 backlinks, you know, are no longer as big of a problem as you might think, and you might only need about 20, 25 quality backlinks to outrank him. But it does open up a whole another conversation of keyword competition, but I'll leave it at that just in case I'm getting sidetracked a little.
Right, yeah, I mean, people, if they want to, though, you can get a copy of Traffic Travis from traffictravis.com. If you're not sure how to analyze the competitiveness of a keyword, you can enter keywords into the tool and it'll analyze it for you. It'll look at the age of the website itself. It'll look at how many links have been built to it, how many of those links are from trusted sites, how good the on-page optimization is for the keywords. It'll look at, say, the top 20 results in Google, and it'll calculate a score based on that and save you the hassle of having to do it. It's a good sort of rule of thumb. You know, if you're interested, then that's one way to do it. There's obviously, you know, you can set your own strategy as well, and but this is just like one sort of quick way of doing it. Okay, so how about we just get you to maybe share a few of your backlinking methods. I know that it would take probably a few hours to cover all of them, and that's what you're going to be covering in your course that gets launched next week, and there's a few that are in the videos that you're releasing for free that are really good ones that are below this audio. But do you think maybe if you could just share with us maybe three of your link building methods right now, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing I just want to preempt this with before I talk about the actual methods is it's more the kind of backlink that I prefer to build. And the kind of backlink I prefer to build is a contextual backlink. And the contextual backlink is a link that's found in the middle of content, obviously, hence the name contextual. So if you have an article, you know, let's say a 500-word article, and you get your link right in the middle of, well, it doesn't have to be in the middle, but somewhere in the content of that article, that's what Google and all of us SEO marketers refer to as a contextual link. You know, a lot of you will probably know that already. I don't need to explain it further. But Google has stated that they put more weighting on a contextual link because they know that it gets more visibility from the traffic that arrives on that web page, opposed to a link in the sidebar or in the footer or in a blog comment or some other type of link that's not contextual. It doesn't get as much visibility, so Google does put more weight on a contextual link. It's a more difficult link to get because the webmaster who owns the domain, they're in control of the contextual links because they're in control of the content. So they obviously have control over the links inside that content, and Google knows that. And like I said, it gets more visibility. So those are the kind of links that I prefer to build, and I like to get as many contextual backlinks as I can from a range of different sources. And I sort of build a giant network of contextual links all linking into my target page. So I just build this huge web of contextual links that are all pointing to my target page. And you can get the best way I find to get these contextual links is joining blog networks. You can sign up to be a member of blog networks, and they'll allow you to submit content, meaning an article, with your links in it, and they'll post it to an inner page of their blogs.
Can I just hold you for a second there? I'll just give people a couple of links to blog networks.
Yeah, good idea.
Yep, one of them is it's called Article Marketing Automation, and the link to that is the letter A, which stands for article, the letter M stands for marketing, and then the word automation.com. So that's amautomation.com. That's probably my favorite one. And then there's also SEO Linkvine, which you can get through to at SEOLINKV.com. So SEO Linkv, the letter V at the end, V for Vine. SEOLinkv.com. So those are two blog networks. There are several others out there. Those are two of my favorite ones. And I'll let Matt just describe what a blog network, how useful it is and what it does.
Yeah, so a blog network, like I said, you pay a membership fee and they'll allow you to submit articles to the blogs in their network. And you can get, you know, thousands of backlinks this way. Some blog networks like AM Automation, they have, I think it's in the 10,000s possibly now. And you're not going to get a link on all 10,000, but you're going to get, you know, you can submit one article and get, you know, 100 links. And on Automation, once, of course, you've written the article and spun the article. So the great thing about these blog networks is they slowly drip your articles out to more and more blogs. So over time on Automation, you know, when you're off having a cup of coffee or whatever, you're actually getting links built for you, which is what you want. So these links are contextual because the link's in the middle of content. They're on a variety of different IP addresses, and I know I'll need to explain a little bit about that now. So the reason you want to have a variety is that you can't have all your backlinks from one source because that is not going to help your rankings. It's not all about the number of backlinks. It's about the quality of that link. And one of the factors that defines quality is variety and coming from a lot of different sources. So a really quick example, and I will get back to more backlinking techniques in a moment. I know I'm just digressing slightly, but I think it's important at this point. Is the variety means you need them coming from different IP addresses. So an example, if you've got a forum like the Warrior Forum, if you go in there and put a link in your signature and do 10,000 posts, and then obviously everywhere you post and participate in the forum, your link is going to follow you in your signature. So that means all of a sudden you've got 10,000 links because you've made 10,000 posts in that forum. But really, those links are all on the same IP address, which just means they're hosted in the same place, is a simple way to put it. And Google knows that. They know that all those links are coming from the same source. So they don't give it anywhere near as much weight or value. It's pretty much useless. You might as well just get, you know, one link from that place. You're way, way better getting one link from 10,000 different places than 10,000 links from one place, because getting them from 10,000 different places, and again, you're not going to need that many. It's a large number, but is going to give you what they call diversity in your backlinking. So by joining blog networks, they have blogs that are hosted on all different IP addresses. If you join good blog networks, like Mark mentioned, then all of a sudden you've got links coming in from everywhere. They're coming from places that are hosted all over the world. And this naturally gets you a lot of links, a lot of good contextual links, and a lot of variety in where your links are coming from, is in the description I just mentioned. So that's why I like to use blog networks, because they tick a lot of the boxes for SEO rankings that you need when you're looking at your backlinks. So that answers, hopefully answers the question about blog networks and contextual links. Other type of links that, you know, are good to get, things like article submissions, they still work well. Again, they're contextual links. Some of them will actually allow you to have the link in the middle of the article, which is very contextual. Others will only allow it in the resource box at the bottom, which technically isn't as good as right up there smack bang in the article. But these are still valuable links, and you can get a large number of them to your web pages. So getting just article submissions and press releases is another one. It's another form of contextual linking. So there's three techniques that are quite consistent and solid and very easy to get, and they give you good quality links that surround your web page. Another one that I like to do, I'll just throw in there as well, and I've got a list, you know, a lot longer than this, but like Mark said, I'd be here all day talking about my backlinking. But one more technique I like to use is commenting in forums on pages that have got PageRank. I've actually got a technique which I call the Google Groups hijack technique. And if you go to the link below this video, like Mark mentioned, there's four free videos you'll get. One of them's that PageRank 7 link. And the second video that you'll get in the sequence after you get that one, the second free video is my Google Groups hijack technique. And it will teach you how to get links on forum pages that actually have PageRank. I'm not talking about profile links where there's no PageRank. I'm actually meaning the actual page itself with PageRank. And by getting your links on pages with PageRank, the links themselves are a lot more powerful. That's another thing you want to think about with your backlinks. But I won't go into the Google Groups hijack technique because you get it for free anyway when you follow the link below this video, and you can watch my screen as I take you through and demonstrate that whole technique. But I'll let you carry on there. Mark, is there anything else you wanted me to elaborate on?
No, I think that's, well, I will in a moment, but as far as that's concerned, I think that's really good. You know, I just want people to bear in mind that the techniques that Matt's been talking about are ones that he can verbally tell you about, as opposed to, you know, he's got a lot of stealth link building strategies, but they're best taught with video as opposed to, you know, this audio interview. So what you're going to get is you're going to get four really good videos if you sign up through the link below, which are all free. So four really good link building strategies. And then next week, Matt's going to be launching a product which is called SEO Experts Academy, and that's going to be teaching you guys a step-by-step over-the-shoulder method where you get to see him and also Terry Kyle, another really awesome search engine optimization expert. You get to see them teaching you not only just their link building methods, but how to form it all into a strategy. It's you know, really fantastic product. We'll get more details about that when it comes to launch day. In fact, I'll even be releasing a bunch of extra bonuses for people that decide to buy through my link on launch day that are all related to traffic building. So, you know, look out for that. Yeah, I just thought I'd let people know about that. But, you know, sign up for those videos. You know, even if you don't join SEO Experts Academy, the free videos are very valuable. I mean, every little gold nugget link building method that you can learn and adopt in your own strategy is going to be very, very powerful and helpful for you going forward.
Yeah, I might just drop in one other. This is more of an advanced technique for the people that are more intermediate advanced, if they want a real stealth technique. And again, all this stuff's in our product. I don't want to go into it too much. But if you want a stealth technique for backlinking that can really boost up your ranking super quick, one technique that we do, that I do, if I need to, you don't need to do it, but for a more competitive phrase, you can buy domains that have expired but still have PageRank, and you can pick them up relatively cheap. You can pick up a PageRank for, you know, for $40-$60. Depends really where you're getting them from, but you can actually just buy up domains with PageRank and just put content on them, make them look nice and have good content on them. But once you own these domains, you can do what you like with them. I mean, you might, you know, once you've got a little network of, say, you know, some PageRank 4 domains that you now own, you can put your own links on those domains, and all of a sudden you've got yourself, you know, high quality contextual high PageRank link, and you can even put it on the home page, which is even better. That's a stealth technique, which we do cover in more detail in our training. But if you want to go after highly competitive keywords and dominate, that's one technique amongst many that I do like to use sometimes.
So in your training, I'm guessing you'll cover stuff like how to deal with, you know, the IP addresses, like how to make sure that they're seen as, like if you're going to buy 10 or 20 or more high page rank domains, you're not going to want them to all look like they're hosted on the same IP address, are you? So I'm guessing that you cover all of that, you know, naming, domain registrant, things like that in your course?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot in there on that stuff. It just walks you through and do this, do that, go there, and, you know, get hosting here and put it, put your site like this. It talks you through the whole thing. We have a whole video series in one of the sections about setting up link networks like this, where you can own your own link network, which, you know, I do, and my business partner Terry on this project does as well. Obviously, that's more down the advanced end, how to set up your own link network, but that sort of stuff is in there. But we do cater from, you know, newbie right up to black belt SEO sort of stuff.
The good thing about owning your own link network, you know, even if you're only having 5 or 10 sites in that network, is that if you ever want to charge yourself out as an SEO consultant, and you want to be able to have really fast results for your clients, like, let's say you've got a client that is in Boise, Idaho, for instance, and they want to rank for dentist in Boise or something like that, or dentist Boise, Idaho, it's going to be a lot faster to be able to get the rankings if you're able to instantly give them, say, a few high page rank links from your network to just, you know, help kick things along.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're going after keywords like that, like dentist, Idaho, whatever, Boise, Idaho,
are like long tails, so they're easy anyway.
You'd better get a mini network of your own, and you send those sort of links. You watch them shoot to the top. Yeah, I mean, they can work fantastically well and that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. The other thing, when it comes to variety and backlinks, I just wanted to quickly cover that just one more time. You talked about variety in IP addresses. What's your view on variety in actual anchor text, and how much do you vary that up?
Yeah, I do vary it up. I don't pay as much attention to it as some people do, just because I think you really need to as much. But the variety for me sort of comes naturally, and it comes back to what I talked about at the beginning. If I'm trying to rank for more than one keyword phrase per page, let's say I'm trying to rank for 3, then I might every now and then, like 10% of the time, for those extra long tails that I'm trying to get, I will just get my staff to change the anchor text to the longer version of the phrase. So, you know, 90% of the time, or maybe a little bit less, I'm going after the main anchor text, and then 10%, 15% of the time, I just vary it up. I mix it up a little bit with the longer version of that anchor text, or maybe sometimes just with the straight URL, because some places you can only use the straight URL to get a link. But that gives me a little bit of variety, and just to explain why we're doing that is, A, you can rank for more than one keyword phrase per page, which I mentioned at the beginning, which is smart. And B, it looks more natural to Google. It doesn't look like you sort of artificially created all these links. It has more of a natural appeal to it on your backlinking. So I hope that answers the question as far as variety with anchor text.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was really good. Well, I just want to thank you for being here today for this interview. We've gone a bit over time. I realize I told you it was only going to be about 20 minutes, and we've spent over half an hour discussing these tactics, but I think it's really, really good. And, you know, people out there, you'll hear a lot of, you know, push button riches strategies that people try to make things sound, I realize that what I'm trying to say is, some of these methods are going to sound intermediate to advanced to some of you. Some of you guys, this is going to seem really easy, don't get me wrong, but some of you guys are going to think, man, this is a little difficult. But you know what? Most things in life are just slightly outside your comfort zone. It's actually a lot easier than you think. And when you watch Matt's videos in the link below, you'll see just how easy any link building strategy that Matthew uses actually is. They're actually all very, very straightforward. So, you know, be prepared to just give this a go, because the true magic bullet in terms of making money, big money online, is actually to just get stuck in there and follow a proven plan that works, and this is certainly one.
I just want to add in real quickly there that SEO is not difficult to do. When I started out online, Mark will know this, I really didn't have a clue about any. I'm not from a technical background. I was from a cold calling sales job background. I was quite afraid of computers. I didn't know much about them or anything. So I just got in there and you just learn it. And it's just like an analogy I've heard you use before, Mark. It's like learning to play a guitar or anything. You know, you just slowly put all the pieces together and you start to play a song, you know. And it's the same with SEO. It's not difficult to do. You just need a system that works to follow, and then you just put all the pieces together and it works. And that's obviously what I've done for years, and what my product is designed to help people do, is just have that system given to them. But feel encouraged. Like, if you're new to this and you haven't made any money online yet, then SEO, I highly recommend stick with SEO. It rewards you tenfold. Once you put a little bit of effort into learning SEO, the payback over time is huge. So it really does. Once you get to a point where you're starting to get your head around it, making money with websites becomes very easy, because what you've got to understand with websites is it's really all about the traffic. Converting traffic's not that difficult to do. You can pretty much convert, you know, pretty easily on any sorts of keywords. Obviously, there's a science to conversion, but really it's all down to traffic. And once you get good at driving traffic, the making money side of it, you'll find it will come way easier. And that's what happened with me. You just spend time getting good at driving traffic from the search engines through SEO, and the rest will fall into place. You'll have to learn a few things about, you know, what products to promote and all that, but I find that much easier once you know how to drive traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, the worst scenario I see for people that get good at SEO, and you get good at getting search engine rankings, and let's say you just aren't very good at picking the right niches or something like that. The absolute, and you can learn that, it's not that difficult, but the worst scenario is that you can charge yourself out as an SEO expert. I mean, you can sell people link building packages or sell your services, and, you know, charge yourself out at over $100 an hour for SEO services. I know several people that do that, and in fact, I even know people that make over $1 million a year doing SEO for clients. So, you know, because clients will pay you on a monthly basis for your services. So just saying, there is a lot of ways to monetize the skill set. It's a skill set that's more valuable than most university degrees, and yet only takes a matter of a short space of time to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I always tell people to invest your time learning things like SEO or online stuff, because compared to going to university, you pay a lot of money to go and get a degree, and the chances of getting work often after you graduate are quite low, and you've got this huge debt that you've got to pay back with interest. Whereas you can, in a fraction of the time, you can monetize that skill compared to going off and spending years getting a degree. It really is incredible. And you don't have to learn that much. You just get a little bit good at SEO, and you know a lot more than most people, and definitely a lot more than any business owners out there. So that's what I did, and that was my journey. And I'm really glad that I spent time learning SEO, because I've been able to monetize it in so many ways, whether doing SEO for other people, my own sites, developing, you know, products. There's just, the sky's the limit when you really master a skill like SEO.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, I want to say a big thank you for taking the time to be here, and I want to encourage people to click on the link below this audio to go get yourself a copy of the free videos. There's 4 videos in the series that will give you some fantastic tips for SEO, for link building strategies, like taught on video, so you can follow them, including one that teaches you how to get a PageRank 7 backlink, which if you don't know what PageRank 7, what a PageRank 7 backlink is, it's a do follow link. If you don't know, it is a very, very powerful link to get in terms of boosting your authority of your website. So anyway, I want to say a big thank you, and also look out for Matt's course as well, which I'll be sending you guys an email about. I think it's Tuesday next week, so look out for that as well. And I'll see you next time, guys. Bye for now.